Propane, Hostess Brands, Henry Abitbol Grass Appraisal Services, and Von Roth Land Brokers. Wagner General Automotive Service, Plumbing by Spellman, USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Dutch Schmidt Construction, Schmidt Custom Cabinetry, the City of Olpe, Citizen State Bank, Hogan Excavating, V&S Kettles, Moon Title and Escrow, the Olpe Meat Locker, Olpe Chicken House, Howie's Tire Shop, Farm Bureau Financial Services Agent Brian Fillinger, GR Roofing, Hanks and Ranch, Dr. Kaylin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, First Choice Plumbing, and Hague Pharmacy. Now stay tuned for Olpe High School postseason basketball action on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Michael Dieker broadcasting live from United Wireless Arena as we get ready for Olpe's quest for a three-peat as they face Wichita Classical this afternoon. Classical 22-2. Olpe also 22-2. Tip-off just moments away, but this is a rematch of a quarterfinal matchup back in 2021 in the state tournament. That was Classical's only other state tournament appearance. Olpe in their eighth Final Four. They are 3-4 in those previous appearances. But the Mel's Tire pregame show is upcoming, but once again, you're listening to Olpe state tournament coverage on Country 101.7 FM.
Olpe postseason basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Kaitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Olpe High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app, Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC. Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. And the Olpe Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shanky at the Olpe Meat Locker in downtown Olpe.
Olpe High School postseason basketball being brought to you by Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. They appreciate your business and wish all athletes and students success. Go Eagles! USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities. And V&S Kennels, your trusted breeder of AKC registered purebred puppies. Like them on Facebook to find your forever friend.
Olpe postseason basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 344-0661. By Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
It's time now for the Mel's Tire pregame show, brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham and Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. Coming up next, a visit with tonight's coaches and a preview of tonight's game.
This is Allison at Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Welcome on in to the Mel's Tire pregame show here on Country 101.7 FM. I'm Dylan Sherwood. It is Olpe postseason basketball as the Eagles are back in the 1A Division 1 semifinals as they will be taking on Wichita Classical this afternoon in Dodge City. I'm joined now by Olpe boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt. Coach, a good win for you guys yesterday over Centralia. You guys had to do some good things late in the first half, and then you had that run and never looked back from there. I guess, what'd you learn from yesterday?
Dylan, I thought our defense kind of led the way. We did a good job, you know, all game long and not letting them get into what they wanted to do. And, you know, offensively, we didn't shoot it particularly well pretty much all game long. But we had a little run, like you said, at the end of the second quarter. We got a little separation there at halftime. And then, you know, again, our defense kept us in a position where they didn't, you know, they just couldn't get anything going. And our offense kind of just gradually put some things together. And, you know, we was able to get away from them there in a little bit in the fourth quarter.
Truman Bailey led you guys in scoring. And like we mentioned yesterday in pregame about Truman being able to score a little bit more, and he's just kind of finding a rhythm.
Yeah, he didn't shoot it outside very well, so he kind of adjusted himself to being more of an attack mode, and ends up, I think, 9 of 11 at the free throw line, and, you know, did a nice job of adjusting what they were doing to him. And, you know, and then other kids did their roles.
And just talk a little bit about the supporting cast from yesterday.
Well, just, you know, again, just a team effort. Again, as usual, I think Blake Redeker, he kind of took out their top score kid. I think he ends up with about 9, but, you know, they weren't never. He got 4. They kind of spread out. He never got into a rhythm. You know, Blake Skowski and Garrett were solid. Gave us some, you know, some things inside at times. And solid defense. Darren Hines did a nice job defensively. Ethan Redeker come off the bench, had 7 points for us, and I thought he kind of had some momentum plays. He hit a 3 in the first, you know, in the second quarter there when that we had that little gap at the end, and then he had an old fashioned 3-point play in the second half that kind of. It was a play that, in my mind, kind of put it to a point where, you know, I felt like they weren't going to come back on us.
And just getting back to the semifinals, that's got to feel good, especially with all the guys you had coming back, too.
Yeah, you know, this group has worked hard. We thought going in that we had an opportunity. And, you know, again, we're 1 of 4 teams left out here, and we're glad we're in that position, but I don't think we're satisfied, but neither are the other 3, so it's going to be a challenge.
We're visiting with Opie Boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt here on the Mel's Tire pregame show. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about Wichita Classical. This is Opie postseason basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Opie High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Opie area and beyond, located at 3 West Highway 99 in Opie, across the street from the Chicken House, and Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletes and hopes to see you March 21st for the annual Bull Female Sale out at the ranch. Visit HinksandAngus.com for more information.
Opie High School postseason basketball being brought to you by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Good luck to all teams and students. And the Opie Chicken House. Since 1958, the Opie Chicken House has been providing their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 8 o'clock. Call 620-475-3386.
We continue our conversation with Opie Boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt here on the Mel's Tire pregame show. And coach, you get Wichita Classical this afternoon in one of the semifinals, and they're the 5 seed, and they defeated Elyria Christian yesterday, and I tuned into that game a little bit, and I knew how good Wichita Classical was because they have played some of the Lyon County League schools this year. I believe they played Hartford and Waverly, and you guys played them 2 years ago, and I believe it was in the state tournament, or was it in sub-state play?
That was the year after COVID, so it was the first round of the state tournament. We actually went to Wichita and played them at a neutral court down there. So, and a bunch of them were sophomores, at, you know, 2 years ago.
So what stands out about Wichita Classical?
Well, you know, they're just fundamentally sound. You know, defensively, they're going to play a 1-3-1 half-court trap. They'll extend it at times. You got to handle it a little bit. You can't, you know, that you got to get in gaps, and they're going to make you have to make some shots there. And then, you know, yesterday they played an O'Leary team. They shot it really well. So they jumped out of that trap after, you know, the first quarter or so and kind of went to man-to-man, and that kind of made a difference. Second half they played man, and they showed their man-to-man to solid because they had a solid second half. They kind of dominate the second half. You know, and then offensively, they've got some good skills. The point guard, the senior, the coach's son, the Doloff kid, a lot of stuff goes through him. I remember him 2 years ago, and he was pretty darn good as a sophomore. And then there's a Sinclair kid inside that just works really hard. And then they got Buckingham and a couple other kids, a young kid that have some length that can bother you defensively. But then they, on offense, they can kind of spread you out. Those two in particular look to shoot the ball from the outside also.
How tough is it to prepare for a 1-3-1, especially when you've seen different types of zone throughout the season?
Well, everybody's 1-3-1 zone is a little different. Like, actually, Centralia ran a 1-3-1 zone, and theirs was a little different than what we're going to see. This team looks to extend it a little bit higher. Yesterday, Centralia kind of condensed it in, and we had shots. We just didn't shoot it very well. We're going to have to shoot the ball better today. I think we'll get some of the same similar shots that we got yesterday, but we got to make some of them. But, you know, they extended a little higher, and they're pretty active. The guy in the middle is real active, Sinclair kid, so, which a lot of times that guy won't come out away from the basket so much. And they're 1-3-1, he does. So a little bit of adjustment stuff that we got to, you know, handle. But, you know, we've seen them similar thing. So we just got to take care of the basketball and knock some shots down.
So is that your big key to get back to the state championship game?
Well, it's one of them. At this time, it just comes down to fundamentals, Dylan. You know, they really dominated the boards yesterday. I think they, in their game yesterday, was 32-14. So that, to me, is another area that we really have to focus on and not let them get second shots. The Doloff kid puts a lot of pressure on him. He is in attack mode all the time. And what he does, if he draws a second defender on his drives, and then it allows the backside guy to be open to get an offensive rebound. So we really got to do a good job of keeping him out of the paint and being able to just kind of stay one-on-one and stay with our man.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck this afternoon, and Michael will talk to you after the game.
All right, Dylan, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That's Opie Boys Basketball Coach Chris Schmidt joining us here on the Mel's Tire Pregame Show. We'll wrap up the Mel's Tire Pregame Show and get you back out to the United Wireless Arena with Michael Deeker. This is Opie Postseason Basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
This is Allison at Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This has been the Mel's Tire Pregame Show, brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham in Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. Now stay tuned for tonight's game.
Opie Postseason Basketball, brought to you in part by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
Opie High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Hag Pharmacy, where the nature of their business is taking care of people with their family approach and free local delivery. Hag Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th Avenue in Emporia. The city of Opie. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Opie a great place to live and raise a family. And Hogan Excavating. Specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also call for tree removal, rock, and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 620-366-1161.
We welcome you back to the beautiful Dodge City, Kansas. Michael Dieker broadcasting live here in the semifinal matchup in the 1A D1 first semifinal. It's Wichita Classical and Opie Eagles. And, of course, the other game later on this evening will be South Gray in Maxville. Of course, two teams Opie is pretty familiar with. And Classical, once again, as I said earlier, it was a rematch of the 2021 semifinal, of course, during COVID. That was played at Wichita Cape and Mount Carmel. Classical 22-2, coached by Tim Doloff. He's taken three teams to the state tournament, had previous trips with Bennington and Little River. They have some like opponents with the Opie Eagles. They defeated Flint Hills 75-40, Hartford 90-27, and Waverly 65-40 previously this season. Their losses on the season came to El Saline and Bennington. They defeated Area Christian 66-46 yesterday evening, shooting 6 out of 13 from beyond the arc. And as Coach Schmidt mentioned, they like to run a 1-3-1. They're a pretty athletic team, but the Dodge City Superintendent, Fred Dirksen, says does not look like they play football. So we'll see if they can match Opie's intensity. Opie also 22-2 in their eighth Final Four. They're 3-4 in their previous trips. In this semifinal matchup, of course, looking to make their fourth state championship appearance, 2002. And then, of course, they're the defending or two-time defending state champions in 21 and 22. Coach Schmidt, 478 and 140 in his years. 1996 was his first year at the helm, and all of the 15 appearances in the state tournament all coming under Coach Schmidt. We'll go ahead and get in the starting lineups. Brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Vaughn Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs. For Wichita Classical, it looked like this. 6'4 senior Carter Sinclair. 5'10 senior Titus Logan. 5'8 junior Tate Sinclair. The 6' senior Brett Buckingham. And the 6' senior Jordy Doloff. For Opie, 5'10 senior Blake Redeker, 6'2 senior Truman Bailey, 5'11 senior Darren Hines, 6'5 junior Blake Skowski, 6' senior Garrett Cole. Once again, those starting lineups brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Vaughn Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs. The Saints of Wichita Classical will be in their road red uniforms. In a dark blue number, Opie in their home white uniforms, green number and Opie across the chest. Doloff Schmidt giving one final word to their team. Do have a familiar face on the officiating crew. Sarge Wyatt Cole will be right in front of us and will do the opening tip. That previous matchup to Opie and Classical in 2021, a 50-30 victory. Of course, Opie defeated Centralia 46-30. The Opie student section just to the left of us, the fans across the way, an excellent crowd out here for the Friends of the Feather. Going to be Blake Skowski and Carter Sinclair in the half-court circle. Going to be one in the hands of Skowski, tipped back into the hands of Blake Redeker. They'll set up shop. It looks like they're going to go man-to-man defense. Actually, that is that 1-3-1 zone. Redeker has it on the left side. Lob inside of the post on the left side. Nice move by Blake Skowski to get it open area. Nice pass to Darren Hines. His three off the mark. Rebound fought for and going to be won by Sinclair. He's taking it out of the arms of Garrett Cole. Empty trip on the opening possession for the Eagles. Jordy Doloff on the left wing up top. Carter Sinclair three. Short. Rebound going to be won by Garrett Cole. Both teams missing their three-point shots early in possession. Blake Redeker with it. 40 seconds gone by in the opening quarter. Darren Hines with it on the left wing. Up top, Bailey. Bailey will look to drive with his left, find a streaking Blake Redeker underneath. Leaves it too strong off the glass. Gets his own board, though, and they'll reset the offense. 1 minute gone by. Both teams looking for the first score. And Blake Redeker's going to drag his pivot foot. It'll be a turnover back to the Saints of Wichita Classical.
But wonderful accommodations out here by Dodge City. The Dodge City Sports Commission does an excellent job. Stayed in a hotel last night, and then went out to the Central Station, a very good restaurant, and then had breakfast this morning at Miss Kate's Cafe. Nice throwback diner. Saints with possession. Doloff with it, driving with his left. The elbow to the left block. Too strong off the glass. Rebound tipped around and won by the Saints into the hands of Tate Sinclair. Now up top to Carter Sinclair, resetting over to Brett Buckingham, and now in the hands of Doloff. Doloff hands it off to Buckingham. Long three at the top of the key. Off the mark to the right side. We're going to have a foul on the rebound. Looks like Blake Skowski will be pushed from behind. That'll be our first foul of the contest. We'll see who it's going to be awarded to. Looks like it's going to go against Sam Wilkie, the 6'2 junior for Wichita Classical. Blake Redeker with it. Will be trapped at midcourt. Finds Truman Bailey. Bailey streaking to the block. Now to the elbow. Kicks the corner to Darren Hines' three. Good. Opie strikes first. They lead thanks 3-0. 6:15 to play in the first quarter. Doloff on possession on the opposite side, going right to left on your radio dial. Lob inside to the post. The Wilkie. Wilkie, nice post move. Gets it to fall through off the glass. And a good answer against the Eagles. 3-2 now our score. 2 minutes gone by. Blake Redeker at the point, streaking between defenders. Bowls over to the defender. They're going to call. Looks like Carter Sinclair with the block. And looks like Blake Redeker will be awarded two foul shots. Second team foul against the Saints. And Blake Redeker will step to the line. Had 8 points yesterday in the victory over Centralia. That's his season average. Bends his knees and fires, and good. Redeker at the line for one more. No good, but offensive board to Garrett Cole. Gets it knocked out of his hands. He's on the left baseline now. Up top, Truman Bailey. He'll fire a three. Rimming out, no good. Rebound tipped around, and they're going to say Darren Hines. Too much body contact on that. The Eagles shot 65% yesterday at the foul line. 15 out of 23. It'll be Hines' first, team's first. Opie on top, 4-2, 5:46 remaining in the first quarter. They'll apply some backcourt pressure. Titus Logan with it, now to Carter Sinclair, now Jordy Doloff crosses the timeline. Doloff on the right wing. Going between his legs, guarded a man-to-man defense by Blake Redeker. Doloff trying to create some space, now going in the corner to Logan. Logan streaks to the bucket, and the shot no good. We're going to have a foul on the rebound once again. And call it against Blake Redeker. That'll be Blake's first, team second. 5:23 remaining in the first quarter. Opie on top, 4-2. Saints get it in, and they're going to have a nice drive there by Buckingham. That this gets a little bit too much penetration. Bangs it off the bottom of the backboard. Now Opie on the opposite end. Bailey bangs it off the bottom of the rim, and it's no good. Rebound to the Saints. Streaking down the court the opposite way. Blake Redeker with the steal at midcourt. All the way over to Garrett Cole. Cole comes down. Nice pass to the block to Darren Hines. He leaves it just shy off the glass, but he'll step to the line for two free throw attempts as he was fouled on the shot. That'll be Classical's third team foul, and that's going to go against Carter Sinclair. That's a big second foul with 4:57 remaining. First foul shot by Hines. Good. Darren with 4 points now. Had a quiet game yesterday. Don't believe he even scored in the victory over Centralia. He did not. He was 0 for 4 from the field. Second one from Hines. Nothing but net. Opie on top now, 6-2. Classical gets into their half-court set against the man-to-man defense. Doloff on the left wing. Up top now to Daniel Young, the 6'2 junior who subbed in during that foul shot. And then streaking down on the elbow is Brett Buckingham, and he gets some happy feet, and there'll be a turnover on the opposite side. Tate Sinclair also in there, the 5'8 junior, back in there for the Saints. Hines keys it in to Redeker, now back to Hines. Now back to Redeker as he crosses the timeline. Opie looking to add to their 6-2 advantage. Garrett Cole right side to Hines. Now Bailey in the right corner. He'll drive the block off the window and good. Bailey's first points of the ball game, and it's an 8-2 advantage for Opie. Doloff now on the right wing, streaking down to the right block. Nice dribble of penetration, but he leaves it shy. Offensive board, though, to Wilkie, and he'll be tied up with it. Possession arrow will stay with Wichita Classical. 5'8 sophomore Dexton Holting into the ball game for the first time. Holting has provided quality minutes off the bench all season long. Holting had 6 points, which was 3 points off his season average. He averages 9 for the year. Wichita Classical inbounding right of the basket. They'll go to the right side to Buckingham. Buckingham up top to take Sinclair. Sinclair is going to be a foul away, and it looks like it's going to be an illegal screen. It beats Sam Wilkie. That'll be Wilkie's second, team's fourth. So Wilkie will be subbed out by Titus Logan. So Logan, Titus, or Tate Sinclair, Wilkie. Actually, Wilkie's still out there. I apologize about that. So Blake Redeker at the point. Halfway through this opening quarter, Opie on top, 8-2. Truman Bailey with it up top. Man-to-man defense supplied by the Saints. Hines in the right corner, driving with his left to the elbow. Picks up his dribble, looking for an open eagle. We'll find Blake Redeker at the top of the key. Now he'll drive to the elbow. Now kicks for Garrett Cole in the right corner. Pull up the foul line, jumper there. It'll be off the mark to the right side. Rebound saved in the corner by Darren Hines into the hands of Garrett Cole. To Bailey up top. He'll fire a contested three. Short. Offensive board once again by Garrett Cole. Give him a third chance, and Garrett Cole completes the play. Opie on an 8-0 run. They lead things 10-2. Excuse me, that's a 7-0 run. 3:25 remaining in the first quarter. Tate Sinclair with it. Now Doloff. His attempt at the left block is no good, but he bowls over Garrett Cole and will get a foul against Garrett. That'll be Cole's first, team's third. Doloff at the line for two. Doloff with 20 points in the victory over Araya Christian yesterday evening. First one looks to be short, but gets a friendly roll. Classical shot 18 out of 26 from the foul line in that victory last night. Ethan Redeker into the ball game for the first time. He'll sub out Garrett Cole. Also back in there, Brett Buckingham. He'll sub out Sam Wilkie. 3:19 remaining, 10-3 the score. Opie leading Classical. Second one from Doloff. Short, rebound to Bailey. Bailey had 8 rebounds to lead the Opie Eagles yesterday afternoon. Blake Redeker with it now. On the left side to Ethan Redeker. Ethan picks up his dribble at the foul line, looking for an open eagle. He'll find Bailey on the right wing. Bailey will look inside, nothing there. Now driving with his right to the block. Find Blake Skowski, goes through his hands, but Dex Holting somehow finds a way to keep the possession alive. Gets out of the lane to eliminate a 3-second violation. Blake Skowski throws up a hook shot at the foul line. That's no good. Rebound to Doloff. Now up the court we go to Tate Sinclair. Sinclair jumper on the baseline. Well off the mark. Rebound going to be tied up with Blake Redeker. And Titus Logan, possession arrow in favor of the Eagles. 10-3 our score. 2:41 remaining in the opening quarter. Darren Hines back in the contest. He'll sub out Bailey. Ethan Redeker keys it in to Blake Redeker. Eagles on the attack. Dex Holting right side. Nice pump fake to get an open shot, but he leaves it long, and the rebound gets knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. They'll apply some backcourt pressure on the inbound. Titus Logan inbound. He'll find Brett Buckingham, now back to Logan, now back to Buckingham. Buckingham guarded by Darren Hines. Goes behind his back, creates some space to get into the half court, now finding Titus Logan. Logan over the right side to take Sinclair. Sinclair with it at the top of the key, hands it off to Buckingham. Buckingham nearly gets it stolen away. He'll find Doloff. Now back to Buckingham. In the corner to Tate Sinclair. He'll drive baseline, puts it on the floor, be trapped underneath the bucket up top. Logan, now Doloff. Doloff thought about a long three, will drive. Nice up and under shot on the block is good. Doloff's third point of the ball game.
trims the deficit to 5. Opie on top, 10-5, and Tate Sinclair will pick up a foul, guarding Dexton Holting in the front court.
Their team's 5th, Sinclair's 1st.
Bailey and Cole back in the contest. They'll sub out Skowski and Redeker. 1:44 now remaining in the first quarter. Ethan Redeker keys things in to Dexton Holting. Dex driving with his left, now crosses over to his right, fires up a shot at the foul line that's heavily contested, and it's off the mark. Rebound of the hands of Daniel Young. Up the court we go to Doloff. Doloff on the left wing up top. The Logan now right side, Buckingham. Buckingham will hand it off to Doloff on the right wing. Now back to Buckingham. Now in the corner to Tate Sinclair. Now Titus Logan. Now Doloff once again. Now Sinclair. Sinclair right elbow, jumper on the block, is short. Rebound won by Darren Hines. They're going to look to streak. Hines will be fouled at midcourt by Brett Buckingham. Smart foul there by the Saints as Opie's had numbers if they're able to get into that breakaway. That'll be the first foul on Brett Buckingham, team 6. So 1:08 remaining. Next foul will put the Eagles into the bonus. Ethan Redeker will get the ball from Wyatt Cole. Sam Wilkie will sub back in with his 2 fouls. He'll sub out Tate Sinclair. Redeker slaps it in his hands. He will go long to Garrett Cole that hits the rim. I've never seen that really on an inbound play, but Garrett Cole recovers. Now in the corner to Ethan Redeker. Had to stop and think, is that even legal? But Garrett Cole now in the corner to Ethan Redeker. 3, hits the top of the backboard, and it's no good. Rebound to Buckingham, and the Saints are pushing down the other way. Titus Logan nearly wanted to go back to Doloff in the backcourt, but he'll save the backcourt violation. Now right side, Titus Lower at Brett Buckingham with a 3, and it's good. Saints have responded with a 6-0 run to trim the deficit to 2. Opie on top, 10-8. 33 seconds and counting. Ethan Redeker in the right corner. Now up top, Truman Bailey. Saints have really picked up their defensive pressure against the Eagles. Ethan Redeker now with it along the perimeter. Now left side, Bailey. Bailey steps into a long jumper. Off the mark, no good. Redeker falls to the floor trying to get the rebound, but a rebound won by Doloff. 10 seconds to go as Doloff crosses the timeline. Doloff with it. Going to go for a long shot to take the lead. It's no good. Rebound to Garrett Cole. He'll throw up a desperation heave from three-quarter court distance. That's no good. But after 8 minutes of play, Opie leads Wichita Classical 10-8. We'll step aside, say hello to our sponsors, and have continued coverage of the Opie Eagles in the state tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
Opie postseason basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Opie High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. And the Opie Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shanky at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie.
We welcome you back to United Wireless Arena. Michael Deeker broadcasting live. My mouse giving me fits, trying to stop the spots. Some stats in the first half or that first quarter. Opie, 6 points off the turnovers, but a 6-0 run there by Wichita Classical has them back in this contest with momentum. Classical with possession to begin this second quarter, trailing things 10-8. Carter Sinclair with it, gets it poked out of his hand, stolen away by Garrett Cole. Now in the front court we go to Blake Redeker. He's on the right baseline now to the wing to Darren Hines. Hines to the foul line. Steps back to the top of the key now to Garrett Cole on the wing. Up top, Blake Redeker. Blake. Bounce pass to the left side to Garrett Cole. Lob inside, no one home. Turnover back to Wichita Classical. It's only the second turnover for the Opie Eagles. Opie shooting 3 out of 14 from the field, 1 out of 5 from beyond the arc in that first quarter. Going to have to hope that shooting woes will be able to break out of that. They kind of struggled against Centralia, and they're struggling thus far this afternoon. But still with the advantage, 10-8. 7:15 remaining in the half. Doloff, the left side to Daniel Young. Now to Titus Logan. Logan hands it off to Doloff. Doloff back to Logan. Logan up the left wing, now up top to Doloff. They'll reset the offense. Doloff going left side to Buckingham. Buckingham to the corner. Right wing three by Sam Wilkie's no good. Rebound fought for and going to be won by Titus Logan up top. Jordy Doloff for the lead, and the bank is open at 4:15. Saints with the advantage, 10-8, their first lead of the ball game, but Truman Bailey responds on the opposite end, bangs it off the glass, and he will be going to the line for one more as he was fouled. Fouls against Brett Buckingham. That's his second. So Buckingham, Carter Sinclair, and Sam Wilkie each with two fouls apiece as Bailey completes the non-traditional three-point play. Bailey led the Eagles with 17 yesterday afternoon in the victory over Centralia. Young with it in the right corner. Now over to Doloff. Doloff looking for the answer on the opposite side. He leaves it short, but he is fouled. Doloff will step to the line for two foul shots. 13-11, Opie's advantage, 6:22 remaining in the half. Doloff's first one, good. Jordy Doloff now with 7 to lead the Saints. Tate Sinclair back into the ballgame. He'll sub out Titus Logan. Second one from Doloff. Good. Nothing but net. Brings our score to 13 all. 6:15 remaining in the first first half. Blake Redeker with it, guarded by Doloff in a man-to-man defense. Skowski with it at the top. Will drive to the right block off the glass. Too strong. Garrett Cole fighting for the offensive rebound. It's going to go off the leg of Young and into the hands of Hines. Now Bailey is driving the mid lane. Off the window and good. The senior does not want to be denied. Bailey's had some huge games in his career in this arena. Young over the right side, handing it off to Buckingham. Now Doloff on the right wing. He's at the foul line, now back to Buckingham. Now right side, Tate Sinclair. Back to Doloff. Doloff to the elbow, kicked in the corner. Right corner three by Buckingham is good. Classical back on top, 16-15. 5.5 remaining. Blake Redeker to the left block, leaves it too strong. His rebound, he saves it going out of bounds, but into the hands of Doloff, and Classical's looking to streak. Tate Sinclair now right block, leaves it short off the rim, and rebound to Skowski. Hines pushing it down the other way, nearly drawing a foul on Tate Sinclair at midcourt. Now left side Bailey. Bailey's drive to the hook. Up and under and off the glass and good for Truman Bailey. He's got 7 in the quarter, 9 overall, and then Garrett Cole will pick up a foul right in front of his bench. Is this back and forth action? The tempo has really picked up. Dexton Holting back in the contest. He will sub out Garrett Cole. So 5 on the floor for Opie. It's Blake Redeker, Dexton Holting, Darren Hines, Blake Skowski, and Truman Bailey. We're going to have a timeout taken by Opie. It's a full timeout. We'll take a minute break with him. You're listening to Opie State Tournament coverage on Country 101.7 FM.
Opie High School postseason basketball being brought to you by Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. They appreciate your business and wish all athletes and students success. Go Eagles! USC 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities. And B&S Kennels, your trusted breeder of AKC registered purebred puppies. Like them on Facebook to find your forever friend.
Holtby Postseason Basketball, brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 344-0661. By Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Let me welcome you back to United Wireless Arena, Boot Hill Casino and Resort, as Wichita Classical, after the timeout, has possession. And they'll get into their half-court offense. Tate Sinclair with it. Over up top to Brett Buckingham. Now, left side, Titus Logan. Logan falling out of bounds, trying to find Brett Buckingham now on the right side to take Sinclair. Sinclair up top to Daniel Young now. Back to Buckingham now. Over on the right side to take Sinclair. He'll fire up a jumper in the corner that's long. And rebound brought in by Truman Daly. Opie pushing the other way. Up the court we go to Blake Skowski off the window. He leaves it short. It was an excellent opportunity for Skowski, but unable to complete the play. Saints with possession now. 4:15 remaining in the half. Opie on top by one, 17-16. Brett Buckingham up top takes Sinclair. Opie in a man-to-man defense. Back to Sinclair from Joel Young. Now Young with it in the corner. Up top, Titus Logan, now Buckingham, right wing. They can't, got a face guard in there. The long three is no good, but Titus Logan with an offensive board, keeping possession alive. Tate Sinclair drives the floor, and he'll be banged hard down. Going to call it on the floor on the dribble drive by Sinclair. That's going to be the fifth team foul, I believe, for Opie. Sixth team foul, actually. Fouls against Dexton Holting, his first. Sinclair trying to get it inbounds, and he does not do so before the five-second call. Turnover back to the Eagles. Jordy Doloff and Sam Wilkie back in there for the Saints. 3:49 remaining, and that foul on Garrett Cole I did not catch, but that was his third foul, so he'll most likely have to sit the rest of the half. Dexton Holting at the point. Guarded by Tate Sinclair at half court. And a man-to-man defense. Hines at the top of the key, looking to drive with his right. Now in the corner, the Dexton Holting thought about it. We'll do a pump fake, steps back out to the wing. Now hands it off to Blake Redeker. Redeker driving with his left. Picks up a dribble on the wing, trying to entry pass to the post. Will be knocked out of bounds, last touched by Sam Wilkie. Sam Wilkie doing a good job of face guarding on the front to deny that entry pass into the post. And Blake Redeker will key it in right of the hoop. Up top, Dexton Holting steps into an elbow. Now left corner, Darren Hines, three. Off the mark to left side. Rebound. Going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Truman Bailey. Empty trip there for the Eagles. They lead things 17-16. 3:17 remaining in the first half. Doloff with it. Now in the corner to Tate Sinclair. Back to Doloff. Now up top to Daniel Young. Now Brett Buckingham. Now resetting to Jordy Doloff. 3 minutes remains in this second quarter. Doloff in the right corner to Young. Now back to Doloff. Buckingham. Now left side Sinclair. Saints taking their time on offense this trip down. Doloff with it once again. Bounce pass to the elbow to Buckingham. And a errant pass finds the scorer's table to the left side. It'll be a turnover back to Opie. This first of many games on our airwaves this evening and tonight. Of course, we'll have the Lebo Lady Wolves and Lebo Wolves in action in Great Bend on Mix 104.9. Lebo Lady Wolves taking on Buckland at 6 p.m. Lebo Boys facing Axtell at 8 p.m. Of course, we'll have KU in the Big 12 tournament at 6 p.m. on KVOE 1400 AM. Three-pointer at the top of the key by Truman Bailey's no good, but an offensive board by Dexton Holting. He completes an easy jumper on the right block. Doloff streaks down to the opposite side. His shot's no good. Sam Wilkie with the offensive board and his putback no good, but he is fouled. Neal stepped in line for two foul shots. Fouls against Dexton Holting. That'll be his second, team seventh. Both teams with 17 fouls, so bonus the rest of the way. But two foul shots on the shooting foul on Sam Wilkie. Wilkie at the line for two. First one, no good. That is one thing with United Wireless Arena. We were joking about it yesterday during the Wichita Classical Area Christian game with some of the Eagle fans that were out here, just how quiet it gets during these free throws. I can almost feel like I can be heard on the opposite side of the court. Second one, good by Wilkie. He's got three. And Opie on top, 19-17 now, 2:14 remaining. Blake Redeker in the corner, Truman Bailey right wing three is going to be short, and rebound brought in by Jordy Doloff. Doloff will look to push up the court. We go to Titus Logan in the right corner. Logan up top now to Daniel Young, now left side Buckingham. Get a ball screen from Wilkie, now hands it off to Doloff. Doloff goes between his legs, now right side to Buckingham. Now right corner to Daniel Young. Now Titus Logan will step into a three, uncontested, and it's good. Much too easy for the Eagles, and Classical back on top, 20-19. A buck 38 remaining, and Blake Redeker is going to bowl over a defender, but it's going to be a block. Looks like that was Daniel Young. I thought Blake was a little out of control, but Young must not have had his feet set. So they called that on the floor, so 1-1 upcoming for Blake Redeker. Steps to the line, two dribbles in his hands. And no good, but offensive board to Skowski. His shot blocked on the block, and now it's going to be taken away by Daniel Young. Up the court they go to Doloff, now Buckingham. Buckingham on the right wing, picking up his dribble in front of Opie's bench. Now way up top to Daniel Young, now left side. Titus Logan, he picks up his dribble. Now right side to Brett Buckingham. He'll get a ball screen, handing it off to Doloff. Doloff along the perimeter, guarded by Dexon Holting. He'll spin move, kick it out to the corner to Daniel Young. His three, bricks it off the left side. Rebound brought in by Titus Logan. Another second chance opportunity for Classical. They'll reset the offense with 60 seconds remaining in the half. Buckingham in the right corner to Daniel Young. He'll pick up his dribble, looking for an open Sane. He'll find Titus Logan. 50 seconds now on this second quarter clock. Doloff drives to the elbow, now block. Up and under is short. Rebound won by Dexon Holting. Holting streaking down the other way. Threads the needle to Truman Bailey. Bailey is pushed to the ground. No foul call. But rebound to Blake Redeker. Redeker's second chance attempt. Leaves it short. Rebound going to be won by Sam Wilkie. Three Eagles fall to the floor. 30 seconds remains in the half. Doloff going coast to coast. And he'll bowl over Dexon Holting, and that'll be Dex's third foul of the half. And Doloff will step to the line for two foul shots. Opie really struggling to capitalize on these opportunities. First one good by Doloff. You hope that does not come back to bite the Eagles. Classical now with our largest lead of the evening of two. 21-19, 23.2 seconds left to go in the half. Second one, the Doloff is good. Eagles now one final crack at it before the halftime break. Redeker guarded by Doloff, driving to the right side. Now Ethan Redeker on the wing. He'll go to Bailey. Bailey looking for the tie in the left wing. Good. 22 all our score. A desperation heave by Doloff at midcourt. Draws short. One half has gone by, and we've been treated to a dandy thus far in Dodge City. 22-22. Opie is tied with Wichita Classical. We'll get into the Long Bynoto Plaza halftime show. Tally our stats. Say hello to our sponsors that have continued coverage of the Opie Eagles in the state tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
Opie postseason basketball brought to you in part by